Good, sir.
What's up?
How you doing?
How am I doing?
Yeah.
Better than you.
Shut up.
So let's just run through these.
Uh-oh.
You've got a receding hairline. You've got...
Oh, that cuts deep. That cuts deeper.
You've got absolutely no knees.
Yeah.
And you've got no gallbladder. You're,
I'm a prime specimen.
Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes.
I'm going on 56 right now, so.
Bloody hell. Did Ennis send you big... Okay,
you guys have no remorse. No chill. No chill on Facebook for me whatsoever.
It's just a gallbladder operation, mate. You didn't have friggin' heart transplant.
I know, right? I know. But still. Look, anyway, thanks to everyone for the well wishes and comments.
Fuck, do you want to play a violin for
me? Mate,
shit.
Just saying thanks.
I've seen your cuts, mate. They're like an inch wide.
Well, it's like five paper cuts.
See? Acting like you're dying.
Oh, man, I felt like it that night. I tell you, oh, my God. Look, I'm going to just keep it pretty brief with tonight's mini-sode just because we've got so many questions from everyone. So it's actually
a catch-up minisode anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I figured tonight I don't mind if we go a little bit longer with the minisode. Might even be a mega-sode by the end of it, but we'll see how it pans out. But thank you to everyone for the feedback for our second newsletter. I did mention in there that our next show would be the 2015 wrap-up, but we'll leave that for another night. But I figured, yeah, let's get into some questions. A few topics I want to touch on. Two big ones I feel that happened while we're on our little hiatus. The first one, the Brooklyn Nets fire Lionel Hollins and Billy King gets fired / stepped down and has to find his own replacement. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a weird one, weird situation, but
I don't like it unless it's some sort of strange deal that he's got in place so that Billy King, if he wants his final, I don't know, payout, he has to find his own replacement. It's just a bit weird. You're letting the guy go. Like, just get your own damn replacement.
Well, he's going to stay on as, like, an advisor / consultant.
He's done a really good job to this point, hasn't he?
That doesn't make sense.
How can he stay on as advisor if he was the GM... And the team's gone to shit and you're replacing him.
I read that on Real GM. I'm like, I don't understand what the go is with that.
Like, I don't know, man. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't... You know what that says to me, though? That says to me that you're not a good owner.
Well, Prokhorov... Mikhail...
call him Pokey.
Pokey. The word is he wasn't around much. So he seems going to be more hands-on around a lot more.
Whatever that means.
I don't see how he can. If he's a billionaire how many times over, he's got a lot of fingers and a lot of pies. I'm not sure how he can just concentrate more on one and not the other. He's going to have to get some good management in. And who's going to want to coach that team? They've got no picks. There's no future, really.
Man, look,
the best thing they can do, their best asset, is Brook Lopez. Try and package him off with a few other pieces for some picks and expiring contracts.
I just feel like they've got to make some smart signings and some smart trades because they've dug their hole with their money.
But you're not going to get much for Joe Johnson. You're going to take back expiring deals.
No, totally agree. I agree, but you're still going to get something for Joe Johnson. And you're going to unload that payroll, so...
Picks is what they need. If they're going to just do a massive rebuild, and you know me, man, I'm a massive fan of doing it through the draft.
Just yeah.
Picks.
I just
deals.
I just don't think it's an option Like, I think a lot of their picks are tied up, and they've used all their picks. Like, they've
yeah, but they're going to have to get some from, you know, Lopez. You're going to get something. You're going to have to take back a contract that's hopefully it's expiring and throw in a pick here and there. You're just going to have a mishmash of players because you're starting again.
But look, we've been calling this for like 3 seasons now.
Well, we know what we're talking about. I'm happy to take the GM job there. I'd love to do it.
We'll take that one on.
I think we could do it. You could be my assistant.
Sweet. Oh, hey, I'll take it. I've got no ego. I'll take that.
Hope you like running to get coffee.
Hey. As long as I get a cool-looking clipboard, I don't mind.
It's a massive job. Massive job. They got nothing. But because, you know, I look at Lopez and, yeah, I love Brook Lopez, but turning 28, he's not going to be part of any championship team for the Nets.
Look, and let's face it, yeah, it's trouble staying healthy. Let's get some young blood in there that's going to be able to run up and down. And
yeah, well, you don't want to spook too much that he's injury prone. Just coming out saying he's fit, firing, he's, you know, he's was a world behind him, but he's where I'd start. As much as I'd hate to see him go, he's where I'd start because he's not going to be part of any dominant Brooklyn Nets team.
Like you said, he's the best option, right?
Package him up maybe with Thad Young or whatever else the hell they got. So they're in a bit of strife. But we'll see how they dig themselves out.
The other piece of news that happened, referee Joey Crawford retiring end of the season.
Oh, thank God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow.
This is a guy who thinks that we want to go and watch NBA for him. You know, he's one of the, a bit like the AFL umpires in the footy over here. They think they're bigger than the game. They're not.
Yeah.
You know, with the over-the-top theatrics when he makes a call and just all the other crap stuff he did, you know, challenging Tim Duncan to a fight. Should have left a long time ago.
Or what about rorting the NBA for flight tickets?
Yeah, I do remember something about that.
Do you remember that?
When I do remember us talking about it, actually.
Him and a handful of referees got done for... they would basically claim first-class tickets back on their flights, but, like, you know, fly coach. So they're basically keeping the change.
That's awesome.
And he got done for it. I think he got booted and reinstated. But yep, yeah, I
remember that.
Back when he had hair.
He never used to be like that back in the day.
I'm just looking forward to him being gone. I'm looking forward to a full season without having to...
Yeah, his time's done.
Definitely.
But I just don't remember him being more out there and theatrical and...
To be honest, like, you know, when I was growing up watching NBA... I didn't know the names of the referees unless they were former players. I didn't know the players, but that was a good thing. That was a good thing. I don't want to know the referees' names. I don't want all the NBA players to be buddy buddy with the referees.
I knew Dick Pavetta because Dick Pavetta was actually really good. I only knew them because like they were good refs, not because they were doing theatrical antics out in the court when they. You know,
blocking people on free throws and
yeah, you know, that sort of stuff. It was like, oh, Dick Pavetta's refereeing, this would be good. Steve Jabby and Bennett Salvador and all those guys were really good.
Yeah, look, I got to admit, I was all about the players and maybe a little bit naive to the top refs in the league. But I like that. I like not knowing the names of the referees. I liked it being just about the game and the fact that referees now are part of the spotlight. It's kind of like, really, like, do we?
Yeah, it's a shame. Because they're there to just officiate.
I'm paying the money to watch the game and to watch the players I love, not to watch the referees.
Yeah, no, look, I'm stuffy. I'm glad he's going.
Well, every week we hit the courtside boards. Maybe.
Before you go on with that, how does DeMarcus Cousins not get player of the week?
He's had a few ejections.
Steph, he's absolutely dominated. They give it to Chris Paul.
Oh, really?
Give us a spell.
Maybe it's that little thing called winning. I don't know.
Well, maybe there's a little thing you're a dickhead because he dominated your peanut.
Uh-huh.
What have you been watching? 33 and 15. He's killing it.
What's the record at the moment?
I couldn't give a stuff. It's not team of the week. It's player of the week.
I don't know. I kind of feel like winning plays a part of it.
Yeah, you freaking would. It's player of the week.
That's fine. Is that player not winning?
Team of the week? Oh,
who cares?
Warriors every week.
Who cares if you go drop a triple-double and get the loss?
What?
I said, who cares if you go get a triple-double and you get the loss? Like, what's the triple-double means nothing.
Triple-double. Who cares?
It means nothing. The team cares. I'm sure he cares.
Yeah, but is it team of the week?
Do you think he thinks he deserves it?
Of course he does.
But they're not winning games.
It's player of the week.
I understand that, but surely...
Well, what are you saying? You should be winning then.
Because he should be winning.
You're an absolute flog. You will not give this guy an ounce of credit. He's absolutely dominating.
I'm not turning around and saying...
Oh, geez, yeah, you should have got it.
All right, well, I've watched...
They're not winning, that's why I didn't get it. Vince,
I've watched a lot of Sacramento games this year, and what he's doing on the court this year, not good. I'll give it to you. He's had a good week, but this is coming off multiple ejections. And I get it. Player of the week, I get it. But I'm just saying, maybe he's not getting it because the team's not winning.
No, he's not getting it because the league won't give it to him
because
of those freaking ejections. That's why he's not getting it.
Cry me a river. You and DeMarcus need to go hug it out. He came out the other day and said, they don't care, man. The referees don't care. They treat me unfairly. Dude, give me a break.
There was no way in hell they were going to give him player of the week because of the ante. It's just like Rodman.
What about Rodman? I like Rodman.
No, but Rodman should have been in more All-Star games. He should have probably could have been on a Team USA.
Sure.
But no, because of his antics.
I totally agree.
Few ejections. It's crap.
It's the way it goes.
It's absolute load of shit.
He's not winning shit in Sacramento. They're not winning anything in there.
Don't worry, mate. He's gonna make his way to Staples.
Yeah, when he gets traded, he'll do well. I'll bet.
But listen, I don't like your tone.
I'm just saying.
I don't like your tone.
I don't like DeMarcus Cousins' tone, and I don't like the fact that you defend him to the death. That's what I don't like.
It's player of the week.
Totally get it.
Whatever. Listen. If he gets it, say he plays on Monday, gets ejected. Shut up, you flog.
Yep.
Plays Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, drops 33 every game, grabs, double figure rebounds. Because of that ejection, they will not give him player of the week.
I'm saying look, as far as the argument, him getting it over Chris Paul, totally agree. But I also think that, I know it's player of the week, but player of the week, it doesn't matter if you...
Don't say it like that. The week.
I think player of the week...
pisses me off more.
Dude, I think player of the week is stupid. I think it's the dumbest award. That means nothing. Do you think Do you think any of these players care, end of the day? Oh, look at all my player of the week awards. Like, get the hell out of here. Look, what a waste.
It does when you're trying to win an MVP award.
Oh, come on.
Come on, man. Now you're just being silly.
I'm really not. What do you mean? Explain this to me.
Well, if Steph Curry doesn't get how many bloody Player of the Week awards did he get last year?
Look, I'm just saying...
48?
I'm just saying that the winning has to be part of getting a Player of the Week.
No, it doesn't.
You really don't think so?
No, it doesn't. It's not Team of the Week.
Then,
it's Player.
Then if that's the case, Player of the Week is even more pointless than I thought. It's a pat on the bum. Oh, yeah, good job.
Do you like a pat on the back at work, mate?
Sorry?
Do you like a pat on the back at work?
I didn't get a pat on the back. I need pat on the backs.
Maybe you should start.
Mate, come off it.
I like a pat on the back at work.
Oh, yeah. Where do I wipe your ass there when you went to the bathroom, buddy? Yeah, pat on the bum. Like, that's...
Now you're being a moron.
Well, that's
what I'm saying. Do your job well, you expect a pat on the back. Well done, champ.
Oh, I'm sure the organisation's very happy with his performance this past week. I'm sure he's more than compensated through his contract.
They're more than happy because they had this fucking old ass coach come in.
Thanks for doing your job.
Yet this bloke still comes out and busts his ass, even though this prick of a coach.
No, that's bullshit. That's absolute bullshit.
25-13, he's not busting his ass.
Vince, because if you only do it for 1 week out of the fucking month, screw that. I'm not taking that.
He's averaging 25 a game for the whole year so far.
Screw that. And where are they right now?
It's like the whole freaking...
Nah, because you haven't watched Sacramento games this year.
He's averaging 25.
I know what he's averaging.
And 13. You don't average that.
Mate.
On going half-assed.
There's no way you can watch...
Pretty quick start. All right.
There's no way you can watch Sacramento games and still have that same argument, man. Because you haven't watched his games this year. And
what's he not doing?
He's an absolute putt.
Tell me what he's not doing.
I'm not going to get into it because this is going to escalate.
Quick, 20 second, quick, bloody hurry up.
Because because it's going to be really mad and...
Oh, 20 minutes going to get me really mad. Mate. I already am.
Mate.
You're the same dude who just...
Here we go. Mate,
Gilbert Arenas, that's the type of guy you like.
I like Gilbert.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was shit.
Now, I like him.
No, he's shit.
Doesn't matter.
Still shit.
Doesn't matter. He's still getting his payday.
Doing what?
Yep.
Yeah, he's playing Xbox all the way. That's what he's doing.
Fuck, he's fucking a professional Xbox Slayer then.
Slayer? They remove half your tongue as well, mate, didn't they? No, you just got to give DeMarcus some credit, mate.
I give DeMarcus Cousins
credit. I reckon credit. Caleb Woods will back me up.
I want him to do good.
He is still.
I want him to do good. I want to hit him his full potential. But I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to pat him on the back. And yes, his numbers for this week have been very good.
Numbers for the whole season have been good. Don't say fuck, this week.
Fuck, I've been watching the games, Vince. I've been watching Sacramento games. He's got the worst fucking attitude. He has trouble staying on the fucking court. His fucking body language to his other teammates is fucking ridiculous. He does not respect the coach. He does not respect the fans in Sacramento. This kid is an absolute flop.
What? He doesn't respect.
And you know what? He's going to kill it because he's going to get his ass traded or he's going to walk from Sacramento no matter what the bullshit he says. And he'll kill it. He'll absolutely kill it. But that kid has got a lot of fucking up to do.
You want him to respect the coach, but he's that team's best player and the coach.
I don't want him to respect the coach. I want him to respect his damn freaking teammates for a start. That's the start.
You just had a go at him for disrespecting the coach. When the coach walked in and disrespected him from the minute he walked in,
said
trade DeMarcus Cousins.
And didn't he come out and say he was going to put his big boy pants on and it was all water under the bridge, and clearly that's not the case.
Clearly it is the case because he's...
And if that's...
Career highs, mate. So how could you tell me, mate, that is not the case?
Because I've been watching Sacramento games and he... Mate, you don't even know. You don't even know.
Oh, I know exactly what DeMarcus Cousins does out in the court.
You're looking at the fucking stats page. You're looking at the stats page through your fanboy eyes and you know that the stat lines is not always the story, Vince. And this is the reason Sacramento's not going to do shit this year. And it's not all on him. It is not all on him. That's not what I'm saying. But he's their franchise guy.
Yeah, how many games they won so far?
Have a look.
15-22.
Mm-hmm.
If he wasn't there, mate, they'd have five games. Five wins.
I agree.
Case closed.
But it could be a lot better.
He's killing it.
Oh, he's killing it. All right. All right.
He's killing it.
All right. Okay.
He's killing it. He's killing it. Absolutely killing it.
He's killing something.
Yeah.
Not his stat line. Anyway, let's move on.
When I get my better internet connection, all I'm going to do is watch Sacramento games.
Yeah, please.
Preview. And I'll
please, please do. I want you to. I want you to.
I'm going to just text abuse at you.
Mate, I'll be watching them and I'll know when you're full of BS.
I've called you some pretty vulgar names in the past.
What do you mean the past? The last 5 minutes.
It's only going to get worse.
Mate, I don't care. Yes. That's fine. I'm happy to take that.
At least he hasn't bought guns in the locker room.
I don't care whatever your pissy little Gilbert Arenas dig means nothing. Fucking, I've heard it all before.
He's a nothing player.
Yeah, okay, well, he's done more than fucking DeMarcus Cousins.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What?
Yep.
He's got a better gun collection, that's about it.
Multiple All-Star.
Fat good that does now.
How many playoffs appearances has DeMarcus Cousins had so far? Fuck, I don't know.
Because when he gets there, he wants to go all the way.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Look, I'll happy to take all the crap.
Past the first round,
I'll be happy to take all the crap if you're willing to at least look at the games that you watch for the rest of the season of Sacramento with at least some open eyes.
I'm not going to watch it.
Well, I just want you to watch it and to at least admit if you're wrong.
I won't be wrong. And I reckon Caleb Woods will back me out.
I don't give a fuck about Caleb Woods.
Oh, that's...
This conversation's got nothing to do with Caleb.
Yes, it does. He's a DeMarcus fan.
I don't care. This is
not how you talk to a fucking...
This is between us. Are you dragging, like, courtside members into it?
Nah, members. One, who I know is a DeMarcus fan, which is very strategic by me. You got no support out there, mate.
Mate, I don't... Look, I know what I see. I've been watching the games.
You see it through hand-filled glasses.
I don't. I want the kid to do good.
Well, he will when he's in L.A.
The kid could literally be the best center in the league, but his attitude, he's tripping over his attitude. Nah.
Oh.
Talent wise, yes.
He is the best center in the league.
He's not, man. Because he's tripping over his talent.
Who's better?
He's tripping over his ego.
Who's better?
I don't care. I'll take anyone.
Oh, really?
I'll take DeAndre Jordan over DeMarcus Cousins right now. I'll take Andrew Bogut over...
Give me a spell.
I'll take Noah.
Move along, please. Would have taken Noah 10 years ago.
Noah's still good. Could just come off injury.
His knee's gone, mate.
Nah, you're gone.
Well, we'll be. Keep that shit up. I'll walk off this podcast right now, I'll tell you that much.
Fucking... Come on, man. Anyway, every week we ask the Courtside fans what teams and topics they'd like to hear about on this week's show. We have a crap load this week. Wasn't expecting to go extra long on that topic, so let's jump into the others. We actually had a Twitter question come in for us from Steve Rodgick. Steve wants to know, because of a big three now forming, or being discussed rather, with the Golden State Warriors, which combo over the last 10 years will you take for a Game 7 final?
Ooh, which combo? For the big three?
Big three combo.
Ooh, baby, that's a good one. Game 7.
You know what? I'm taking Spurs. I'm taking Ginobili, Parker, Duncan.
Can it be like in the 90s?
Ooh, maybe, no. Maybe I'm taking Tony, Tim, and Kawhi. Because if it takes San Antonio to lose a title on one lucky play...
But isn't this just like which three do you want to win a game 7?
Well, who would you take? What big three would you take for a game 7?
I think you know my answer.
You got Miami?
I'm thinking more 90s.
Last 10 years?
Oh, did you say last 10 years?
Yeah, last 10 years.
Shitballs, then that's easy. I'm going Spurs.
Yeah?
Yep.
Which three, though, would you take?
They just do it. They just get it done.
That's what I mean. It's like, I know a lot of people are going to be up in arms. Like, they want Miami, Big Three, Bosh, Wade, and LeBron. I don't know, man. I just feel like Spurs, like you said, they just get it done. Like, but my biggest thing is, what three do I take?
I would take the more when Timmy's in his prime.
So you, three. You'd take, yeah, like, Timmy...
05, 07.
So Manu, healthy Manu... Tony Parker's
Parker's still zippy.
Yeah.
Manu's killing it. Timmy's still getting it done. Not that he's not getting it done now, but you know what I mean. They're two different players from back then to now.
Great question.
Awesome. What's his name again, sorry?
Steve Rodgick.
Oh, I never heard of Steve.
Yeah, I know Steve. I've known Steve for a while. Nice guy. Real nice guy.
So you're a DeMarcus fan?
Probably not. No, probably is.
You're a wanker.
Our next question comes from Cameron Grinky, as Vince would say.
Grinky.
He says, question. At the rate Curry hits his threes, do you think he will pass Ray Allen for most three-point shots made? He has 1,353 and Allen has 2,973.
With ease.
Yeah, I'm saying easily.
With ease.
The percentage rate, like the connection rate, right now, you'll probably do it next year. No, I'm joking.
But next month.
No one's hitting threes like Curry. I know people out there are getting maybe a little bit sick of maybe the spotlight Steph now has, and maybe I think people need to look at what Steph is actually doing on the court and why it is so amazing, rather than venting their frustration of media, I don't know, awareness of Steph. Do you know what I mean?
He's just everywhere at the moment.
Yeah.
But you're right, they should look at what he's doing on the court. He's absolutely fantastic. He's phenomenal.
Yeah, look, he is...
I should take a leaf out of your book. You bagged him at his ankles.
I did.
3 years ago. No.
It was longer than three years ago, wasn't it? Monto was still there. I
think when they gave him the contract, you were like, oh, he's got glass ankles.
No, I'll say, well, yeah, I did say he had glass ankles, and he did.
Thank you.
And he did.
Yeah, and you said you wouldn't have given him that big contract. And look at you now. No, you're wrong about that, and you're wrong about DeMarcus.
The argument was that, is he worth that contract? He hadn't done any of this. He's just been injury.
Yes, but you could see it.
You could see glimpses, but nothing was proven. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, but that's why I keep telling it's some of your problems sometimes. You don't give guys a chance.
I've said countless times that, yeah, he's worth it now. Like, it's totally...
Yeah, but back then, I kept telling... None come to mind. But
you never give blokes a circles.
Chance. You don't give blokes a chance.
I do give him a chance.
Oh, bullshit.
Fuck. Yes, yes, Cameron, he will. He will break it, and easily.
Was I the cause of your gallstone?
Fucking probably, Jesus Christ. Come on, come on now. Oh, boy. Gavin Silvey wants to hear about the hot nurses. There were not hot nurses, and to be honest, I was in too much pain to care.
Really?
And when I wasn't in pain... Nurses? Oh, there was one. No, no, joking. My wife won't be listening. No, nothing. The morphine was pretty hard, man. That second day, I was a mess anyway, so I didn't really notice.
Morphine, you're such a bullshit artist.
Courtside regular Stu Benson says, just putting it out there, the way they're going, it would be hard to argue against Steph and Clay having the most dominant backcourt single season of all time. Thoughts, challenges, specific seasons. That's a tough one.
It is tough. Would have liked some notice on that one.
I mean, the whole Bulls 72 win season, but I don't know. I don't really feel like it was...
No, because he had Ron Harper next to him, and Ron was just a role player. So you can't count that.
True. Yeah, that's...
You had Drexler
Oh, man, it's got to be like a Joe Dumars. It's got to be like a Joe Dumars, Isaiah Thomas year or something. Like
Rip Hamilton and Chauncey.
Oh, I'm more inclined to give it to the Warriors, though.
Yeah, so am I, really.
It's just the
Parker and Ginobili?
Oh, nah.
Wade and Chalmers?
Maybe Allen Iverson, Eric Snow.
Yikes.
Iverson had sore shoulders from carrying him. But just the pace these guys are winning at and the clip they're shooting at. I mean, that's what I mean. I am totally just in awe of these guys this season, and I know everyone out there, a lot of people out there are just like a little bit over it. And look, the season's early, so brace yourself because these kids aren't going anywhere. But man, it's such a cool thing to see. Like,
well, it is. Like Benson said, it is hard to argue. I mean, you're trying to think of, like, we've come up with some backcourts, but we're always putting the Splash Brothers back on top.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there was Hardaway and Anderson, but Anderson fell off and Hardaway got injured. And just, yeah, the Bulls weren't that type of setup. The Lakers in the 80s had Johnson and, dare I say it, Byron Scott.
Yeah.
Geez, Benson's...
Man, some great questions tonight, man. Some great questions.
He's got one there, old Benson.
Yeah.
Hope when he goes over to LA, he can have it pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, safe travels, man. I hope you really enjoy it. And
hopefully Kobe plays. He's got a strained Achilles at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would suck. Oh, it'd still be cool, but that would suck.
Yeah.
It'd be cool because you're over there and you'd still get to see Laker games and experience everything and you're in the States. But
do you reckon he'll try and just be a good bloke for once and maybe just pick up a souvenir for us?
I reckon if you ask really nicely, he would.
Make up? Well, I'm not asking nicely because he needs to make up for his poor effort of not driving us home that night.
Oh, man. Okay. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened.
Because if I was here, I would have... if it was down here, I would have driven him home.
Fair enough.
I would have been pissed, but I would have driven him home. No, that's silly. Absolutely silly. But I would have driven him home if I was sad.
Okay.
Not Benson, though. Oh, no, I'm going the other way.
We need like a council...
Fuck yours, Benson.
We need a council session or something. I don't know.
No, he needs a beating.
Anyway. Let's get on to it.
Let's get off, Benson.
Luke Will wants to know, I love this question, will James Harden miss the All-Star game? Oh, I say yes. At the moment, where everything is, I think Damian Lillard would get picked ahead of him.
Nah.
He is born.
He should, but I bet you the coaches put him in.
Harden, you reckon?
Yeah, I bet you.
I don't know, man.
No, I bet you. You watch.
What about Klay Thompson?
Stuffing is out then. Clay's in.
I think Lillard goes in. Well, that would make sense if they went with two.
That's tough.
Because I think
according to you, just, you know, because they're winning.
No.
Best record in the league. You should be the All-Star game.
That just settles a factor. Look, I just think as far as Warriors go, though, I wouldn't be surprised if the three get in. But if I had to pick in order of who goes in, I'm going Steph, Draymond, then Clay.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Is Draymond getting a good amount of votes?
I don't know, man, but that kid is... He is... Just something else.
I love that guy.
Wow. Yeah.
Who doesn't? Seriously, who doesn't? Undersized. I mean, yeah, big unit, obviously got a bit of strength, but undersized, really.
Just doing it. You know what he reminds me of?
Just gets it done.
He reminds me of when you're playing 2K and you're playing my player mode, and you just get to that point in my player mode where you don't really play a position anymore. You're just a guy running around, grabbing rebounds, taking shots and doing everything.
Yeah.
That's what he is. He's 2K. Yeah. He's hit 2K mode. He's hit the end of his 2K career. He really does what he reminds me of. He's insane. He's absolutely insane right now.
he's really up to the notch, isn't he?
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Our second question from Luke Wilk is, who is looking the goods for most improved player?
It's funny, I thought about this the other day, and at the moment, you gotta like what Will Barton's doing, because he's coming from nowhere.
No way! Same guy.
From nowhere.
Right?
Mm.
Yeah. Like, gets traded from Portland, and just, hey, maybe it is situation, you know? Maybe he's getting the minutes now. Because he's always been this athletic. He's always been... even that last season in Portland, he was still playing well. It's just maybe it's the whole thing playing behind... Oh, what about CJ McCollum?
Yeah, you know what? It'll probably be neck and neck.
That's a good one too.
It probably will be. But yeah, he's just come... I didn't think he'd be this good. Cam Cripps called it. I hate to admit it. He's been telling me the last 2 years McCollum's a gun. I'm like, please. But, what about... you could probably put... he's not going to get any votes... Maybe Deron Williams improved a little bit?
Nah, I don't think so.
Zaza?
I think we're the most improved. Like, I don't think you can go from being an all-star to playing, a scrub. Look
at Zaza. Double-double.
Man, he's... Yeah, true.
He's balling.
Where did that come from? I thought he was getting ready to hang it up.
Gee, killing it.
Hey.
If he was a decent shot blocker, that'd be set. Unfortunately, he hasn't got that rim protection, but... Yeah, no, I'd give it to Will Barton.
Very cool. Our third and last question from Luke Will is, should the Cavs have kept Wiggins and would they be better with him?
Very, very good question, Lucas.
I say no.
Wowzers. What would their starting lineup be? It'd be Thompson, Mozgov, James, Irving, Wiggins. I actually think playing alongside LeBron would have done him a world of good. But would they be better? I'm going to say they'd be around the same mark. Because Love is really not impressing me at the moment.
I just feel... I know it sounds good to everyone, but I just feel like Wiggins needed, especially that first year, he needed that minute. He needed the minutes. He needed the bulk minutes that he was getting in Minnesota. And yes, I'm not arguing that the experience playing with future Hall of Famer LeBron James wouldn't have done him good, but I just sort of think he wouldn't have developed to where he is right now.
I think there'd be a lot less pressure on him.
Mm, true.
Because the amount of idiots that I've seen on Timberwolves pages...
There's some clowns, really.
...who want Wiggins traded.
That's silly. That's
hey, do you want to trade him? Send him my way. Gladly take him.
You know what that is? That's a... fantasy league mentality.
But one place you will not find these peanuts, dopes, is the Timberwolves Explosion page.
Ooh.
Which you can find on Facebook.
Joey!
Head there, give them a like. There's intelligent people posting on there who will not trade Wiggins.
Courtside approved.
It is. And go on there, give it a like. And tell me, Joey loves chatting hoops. If he's not working, he'll chat hoops with you all day.
It's hit that time of the season, though, for him.
What's that?
Remember this happened. This has happened every year, the past couple of years. We need to give him a bit of a hug.
Yeah.
He's getting a bit... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's...
I was doped up on morphine, the hospital bed, and I'm listening to his last show. I'm like, someone give this guy a hug, man.
Yeah, he wants it bad. He wants that championship ring.
I'll send a nurse over your way.
If they win a title, the Timberwolves just need to present him with his own championship ring or something.
Maybe we'll design one for him.
Maybe retire his banner up there with his big ball just gone up there.
We love you, Joey. We love you, Joey. We need to brighten up.
I'm trying to get him to move to Australia.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
We have this weird thing called sunlight over here. You might have heard of it.
Yeah, and gun laws. It's crazy.
Yeah. We're out of control, man.
We're out of control. We can go to school and not get shot. Trust me.
We don't have NBA games, but you don't go to games anymore anyway, so come on over.
We got league pass. We got shitty internet, but we got league pass.
Yeah. Too funny. Speaking of the man, Joey, he's got a question for us.
He's a legend.
Who would you and Vince replace Sam Mitchell with? This team looks clueless, settling for long twos, and all their threes look forced. Look how well the Spurs execute things, setting up spot up threes after spot up threes. All right, my thing with the Spurs is they have a system in place that's been in place for the past decade. Correct. So I don't think it doesn't matter what coach you bring in. They're not going to give you what the Spurs do, you know, even two years in. Because that team, that core has been drilled and drilled and drilled for the past
millennia. Think you could eventually get there, but the players have to buy in.
Yep.
There's no... Karl Anthony Towns can't care about averaging 25 a game. Same with Wiggins. We don't care who scores points. It's the best possible shot. It's unselfish.
Yeah.
It's the extra pass.
That's having, you know, that's when we talk about, you know, building foundations, you know, that's a foundation that's already been set in place for the past 12 years. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, you're not going to get that. I know what you're getting at, but I just, poor example. But replace Sam Mitchell.
Easy.
Hmm.
And I think there's a couple of choices.
Yeah. Who you got?
My first is without a doubt, I think Coach Tibbs would do wonders for this team on the defensive end, first and foremost.
I don't think you like the cold.
Listen, mate.
He coached in Boston, though, so...
Yeah, just shut up for a
minute. Just saying. I just don't know if they get me out there.
I think Lionel Hollins could do a good job. He might have a bit of stank on him right now because of Brooklyn, but that was not his fault. But Tibbs is definitely my first choice. I wouldn't look at a guy like Luke Walton. I mean... Man, you could be coaching that team, mate, and it'd still be whatever record they are, two losses.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't look at guys like that, but definitely Tibbs. I think Tibbs can come in with the instant respect.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to listen to him. I don't think Mitchell's just... And look, Mitchell went in a hard time. You know, they lost Philip Saunders, but I think Tibbs is the man for the job. And I think he'd look at that roster and go, yeah, nice roster. Interesting thing that Joey posted was their three-point shooting.
Yes.
Happy to trade Nick Young for, I don't know.
Shabazz. You want Shabazz.
I'd take Shabazz, yeah, for Nick Young.
I know you would.
Love Shabazz. We need a two guard next year. What about yourself?
You mentioned him. I just don't think you get Thibs down there. I think he'd do wonders. You'd hate his rotations, though.
He'd be a better coach second time around, and he was already a darn good coach.
As far as coaching level goes, I actually like Thibs a lot more. But as far as fit goes, I feel like Lionel Hollins would be the guy. And because, look, a little bit biased, obviously. Like he was obviously, I was devastated when he got let go from Memphis. But thing to remember is he's the guy who got Memphis over the hump. Do you know what I mean? He's the guy who got that Memphis team, that Conley, Rudy Gay combo, you know, Marc Gasol combo, he's the guy who got those guys, he got the most out of them. Do you know what I mean? He got them to turn that corner and to start winning games, to make playoffs. He's the guy who got them to upset the Spurs. Like, you know, he's the guy who had everyone's respect on the team. And I think that's maybe something, I think it's a little bit unfair. I do agree. I've watched Minnesota games this year as well. I think Mitchell's... I feel like his hands are tied a little bit because the team and the ownership is in a little bit of flux right now just because of what happened. But I do definitely feel like they need a new direction and a new head coach. And I think Lionel Hollins would be the guy.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I would like to see is Tayshaun Prince just retire, please. I'm not sure why you would play him ahead of Shabazz or Levine or... whoever else they got on the bench. I watched him against the Cavs on Sunday. It was on Foxtel. And, you know, Prince got a steal, fast break. You could see LeBron chasing him down. And you just knew Prince, he just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
His game would have finished.
Yeah, of the Minnesota games I've watched this year, my impression has been with Mitchell coaching has been he's in a tough spot because, he's got these young guys that he just needs to listen to him and try their best. But then he's got these, he's got good vets on that team, you know, guys that aren't clowns that are proven, but they just, like you said, they just can't do it anymore. But they're guys that are going to listen and know exactly what the coach wants off the bat. And
I was just going to say
that's the up and down in Minnesota, but Mitchell's got to realize that these young guys have got to learn, like, and they've got to learn the hard way, and you got to live with the mistakes.
Well, there's another two candidates that I would, if I didn't hire them as coach, I'd definitely hire them as assistants. And I think Bill Laimbeer has been there as assistant before, but I would hire him as a coach.
Yeah, right.
And Chauncey Billups is the other one.
Yeah, I was thinking Sam Cassell, actually.
There's another dude who I'd rate as a coach. I'm pretty good with my coaches, Jackson, Kerr.
Sam Cassell,
Jackson.
He's been assistant coach in Washington now for the past few years, so he's got, you know, he's...
Mark Jackson, throw him in there as well.
Yeah.
Told you I'm good kicking coaches.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No, you have. You've been on the ball.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I didn't fight you on Steve Kerr, though.
No, you did a little.
No, Jackson I poo-pooed, not Steve Kerr.
Oh, I thought you did, Steve Kerr.
No. Our next question comes from Caitlin Woods. Who's been the big surprises during the first couple of months of the season? You know what? You can wait for our 2015 wrap-up, I think.
You need to apologise for Caitlin Woods.
Oh, I'm sorry, Caitlin.
No, for calling him the name before.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry.
You didn't call him a name. You said F, Caitlin Woods.
I'm sorry. It was the heat of the moment. I didn't really mean it.
I'm going to punch you right in the gallbladder when I see him.
I don't have one, so...
Well, where it should have been.
There's nothing there, so...
Testicular fortitude religion.
The next question comes from Gavin Sylvie. What happens if Ben Simmons ends up in Philly? They still stink.
I will give the game away, because I just can't handle that. Okay, will not accept him going to Philly. Mitch has to pull something out. If we get the number two pick, we need to work out a trade. Trade everyone bar... Randall and Russell.
I don't know. I just think the draft happens and it's just going to be some weird team that gets the number one pick, like Orlando or something.
Oh,
like,
piss off.
Well, Phoenix are doing a good job at tanking right now.
That'd be right, wouldn't it? Gee whiz.
Dan.
Seriously, I can't handle that shit.
Dan May wants to know, did I get a sponge bath? Did it move?
Well... Well, did you get a sponge bath or what?
No, I didn't get a sponge bath.
Why not?
I didn't need one.
Were you extra dirty?
No, I just scrubbed myself down. Wait, that sounded wrong. Oh, wow, these comments are a little bit out of control. No, I didn't get a prostate exam.
It's Ennis's job.
Our last question comes from Danjo May, and he wants to know, I've seen a few Bucks games and keep an eye on Parker. I know he had the knee injury, but do you see him being a star or just a role player?
That's really interesting. I was listening to Joey's second last show that he did.
Oh, the one where he pooed the box and then they got spanked by them? That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
He had some interesting comments, which I pretty much agree with. He looks like he's stuck. He's a bit of a tweener. I'm not sure a guy like that can turn into that superstar they really wanted him to be. Look, is he going to be a Derek Williams type player, or is he going to develop into, I don't know, that 18
points
a game, you know, 7 rebounds?
Well, there's a few factors going on in Milwaukee right now. One thing you need to remember is they don't have their coach. He's out for the year. Jason Kidd did his hip.
Yep.
So they don't have their normal coach. The other thing is you need to remember the emergence of the Greek Freak and what he's now doing on the floor.
Well, then trade him.
And then the third thing is you need to remember the guy's coming off an ACL.
Exactly. And so give him another year.
Yes. Yes, please. I don't know what
people... like Rondo.
I saw this... Oh, let me see if I can find it, man. I got so mad. I don't usually, like, reply to dumb posts by, like, NBA Australia and stuff like that. I really don't. But... I'm going to try and find it. Just bear with me for 1 second. So NBA, the Facebook page for NBA Australia did a like little sporting news post. And is Jabari Parker taking a step backwards? Let me read you what I wrote. He was widely considered by scouts to be the most NBA-ready player taken in the draft a few years ago. Then Jabari got hurt less than 2 months into his rookie season. That is the dumbest post ever. Honestly, they said themselves, he was taken in the draft a few years ago. What do they mean, last year? That last year was his rookie season. He tore his ACL 2 months in.
Mm-hmm.
Is that considered, is tearing your ACL considered a step back? Come on, man. That's the dumbest post anyway. But it's funny, like, the mentality of people, like, in, like, people forget what he was doing before he went down. And I'll still argue that he reminds me of Grant Hill.
I don't see the Grant Hill comparison.
He really does. Like, if you watch early highlights, I'm sure, look, it's not black and white Grant Hill. I'm just saying there's glimpses there. Like, I love how he takes guys off the dribble. He's got that nice little, Grant Hill would run a guy down and then do that little crossover and then, like, that spin to the rim. He's got that in his game, man. And the kid can score.
Here's the thing with me. I look at Julius Randle.
Yeah.
Slightly undersized for a power forward, even though he's 6'9", and he's built like a brick outhouse.
Yeah.
But I look at Julius Randle and go, yep, he's a power forward. Mm-hmm. Parker, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Power forward or small forward?
But this is the thing. Like, you're also playing with... He's playing side-by-side another tweener. You know, he's playing side-by-side the Greek Freak. Greek Freak's playing... He can play anywhere from 3 through to 5, really.
But then you've got to look at...
I don't think you need to trade one of them. I know where you're going, but I don't think
you need to... You might have to eventually.
Maybe down the line, but I just think the guy's coming off ACL.
I'm happy to give him time.
Yeah, this past month, you've already seen flashes of him dunking on people and everything, so...
Yeah.
Like, let's... Everyone just calm down. I look, I'll put my hand up right now. Like, I'm high on the kid. I think the kid's going to be a stud and still think that, and I would trade for him in a heartbeat. Maybe look at this conversation again, start of next year.
Yeah, look, maybe even next season. I mean, it took Rondo, I know everyone's different, but it took Rondo a long time to get back to what he was.
Yeah, exactly. And the upside is this kid's so young.
Yeah.
He's got talent to burn, so let him find his feet. I mean, they said in that post, exactly right, 2 months in, he hadn't even found his NBA feet yet.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. See how he comes along.
Mm. You there? Oh, it's cut out. Well, that's emotional.